Are you ready to get rowdy?
I know something stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento. Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the Doubletree. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. It's the Dog and Joe Show.
Ah, slava, lava, dig dog. Gotta lick us and win Wednesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Wow, producer Dana, score it.
Hey.
Yes. Lick and Swim Wednesday. We'll tell you what you can win today, and we'll get to your first round here in about 40 minutes. Plus, we got Double Pay Workday. We'll give you cash in 40 minutes. Then at 7 o'clock, which is an hour and 10 minutes from now, we'll take caller 19 for the 2019 Harley-Davidson Fat Bob, courtesy of Rockland Folsom Harley-Davidson, and a bunch of other stuff we got to talk to and discuss today. Plus, we got another edition of More Celebrities Behaving Badly. And what else? Is there something else?
Today, we're going down to see a pup today.
Yeah, man. I guess that's it. There's so much going on, I can't keep it all straight. But what we have today, off the river turntable, a repeat loser from yesterday, Police Synchronicity.
Yeah.
After 50 to 55 days of Bon Jovi grinding, and I mean just knuckle-to-knuckle, elbow-to-elbow, ass-kicking action, Bon Jovi found a way yesterday to beat out the Police Synchronicity. So here's what you've got. You've got Synchronicity 1. You've got Synchronicity 2. You flip it over, and you've got Every Breath You Take.
Well.
You've got King of Pain and Wrapped Around Your Finger.
Gosh, I like that one, too.
So not a slouchy record by any means. Lots of big hits, probably the Police's biggest. This is the last record that they did before Sting went out and became Sting by himself.
Oh, is it really their last one with him?
There was a greatest hits thing that came out, but I think this was the last before they broke up, so it's a big record. And I thought for fun today, what if we paired it up with the Jay Giles Band? Okay? So what you've got now is you've got Freeze Frame, you've got Centerfold, you've got Do You Remember When, and you've got Flamethrower. And my God, I think I'm going to sneeze on the radio again.
You got to be kidding me.
Wow.
Let it happen. Hang on, you got to stare at the lights.
Oh, yeah. Don't say anything. Just let the moment take itself.
Jesus Christ, maybe I don't have allergies to the dog. Maybe it's these dirty old records. They've never made me sneeze before, though.
No, it's got to be something that's going on with you right
now.
Man, give us a second one.
No, it's not coming now. It's doing that thing. It's that pishy off sneeze where it won't come.
Yeah, it's just that weird tickle.
So sorry, back to it. Jay Giles Band, you've got Freeze Frame, you've got Centerfold, Do You Remember When, Flamethrower, versus Police Synchronicity. So, Dana, on the Instagram and the Facebook, what are they liking?
That's a tough one.
All right, so I know I saw a couple come in for Every Breath You Take. Let's see. Every breath. Dog did not do his dander lines this morning.
No. I did do lines of dander.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I was mainlining it. I mean, I was cooking it in a spoon. I was drinking. Here's the thing. I drank dog hair, I didn't put water in it, anything.
Is it tea?
No water. I just filled up a little teacup full of dog hair.
A little more palatable than what you think in the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, from Berkeley. And then I took the pet dander, man, and I chopped it up and I snorted it.
Yeah, yeah. Those first couple of days, when that's going to be the toughest.
Yeah.
You get to about Friday, you'll be feeling better.
I'll tell you today, though, I am leaning into it. I took Joe's advice, you know, because I've always said, if you have any allergy, what you got to do is you got to face it head on and literally. And so I did. And today I'm a little bit better than I was yesterday.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm not like I was yesterday.
It's working.
Yeah, so I'll stay on a heavy regimen of dog dander and hair.
So we got two for Centerfold. Let's see. Every Breath You Take, Go Big or Go Home, Centerfold.
Okay.
And Jay Giles doing it.
Freeze Frame, Centerfold, Every Breath You Take.
And I'm sorry, Dana, to tell you this, but you got to really speak up and talk. And we have technical issues here. And Tony, God knows how you stay employed. But yeah, we still have problems.
King of Pain, Jay Giles, Centerfold, Freeze Frame.
Okay.
Freeze Frame.
Well, I think we've got our answer today.
Yes. Yeah. I think what they've said is we want to save the police for tomorrow.
Well, you can have them.
So what song's it looking like, Dana?
Centerfold.
Okay, yeah. Joe, whenever you're ready.
That's a good song. All right. On 93.7, The River.
Show at 916-766-9370.
Time for another exciting edition of
What's Your Deal?
What's your deal?
All right, 766-9370. Anything at all you want to say, you want to share, you want to discuss. Maybe it's the weather. Anything at all. Advice, you want it, you need it. Please, 766-9370. We will start this deal off with first. It is not raining right now here in Sac, but when I left the house today, it was lightly sprinkling on me. Mm-hmm. And this kicks off day one of eight. This is going to go all the way until next Wednesday or Thursday of this weather. And the rain is going to come a little bit later today, and then it's going to be 70, 90, 100% chances from now until next Wednesday or Thursday. And all I'm going to say is, Mother Nature, you're a bitch. This should not be happening.
It is so weird that it is coming. And the fact that gets me is snow is coming up in the mountain. That is bizarre.
Yeah, we told you yesterday, chain controls on different days. But, yeah, they're going to get snow back. And already tons and tons of snow. And welcome to May in Northern California.
Right, so weird.
Not of this deal. So yesterday I'm sitting on the couch, you know, and I got the laptop open and getting crap to talk about ready yesterday. You know, we're going to talk about this, we're going to do that. And I'm sitting there. And the most dreadful text that can come in any afternoon is from Joe.
That's right.
But because I know it's going to be meaningless. I know it's not going to have any value for on air.
This has merit to it right here, though.
It's going to be random. It's going to be some dumb question. It's bothersome. So I look at the phone, I see it's Joe, and
that's why I include you. Typically, I just like to have these conversations with Dana, but from time to time, I really want to annoy you, so I'll add you on there.
Okay, yeah, because see, on this, Dana is included.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for future knowledge, don't include me. Exclude me.
Oh, there's a lot that you're not included on?
Oh, please make it more. Because, see, I'm the guy that likes to be left out.
I know you are.
I'm the guy that doesn't want to get the call. I'm the one that enjoys
silence.
Well, no, waving to all the kids as they drive off in the car. Yeah, we're going to have fun. I'm like, not as much fun as me. I'm okay being left behind. So please exclude me from these text chains.
It was the particular nature and content of this message that is the reason I wanted to include you.
Yes. So I'll start. Okay. And this is Dana on this thread from Joe to me and Dana. So Joe starts off with first bubble. Uh-oh. Somebody's getting a baby chick on next Friday. Dana, where did you guys get that coop? This is Dana's bubble. Bubbles.
Yes.
Costco. Amazon sells them too, though. Also, I'm very jealous. What kind of chicken? Joe's bubble. Nah, don't be. I'll get a rooster and get you some eggs. So I'm watching this. I'm sitting there patiently, and I'm just letting nature unfold. So I have to chime in now. So what I write is, eggs from a rooster, question mark? Joe says, I don't know. It's from one of Digger's classes. They hatch in 6 days. No, but don't you need a rooster to get an egg that can hatch? Dana bubble. And then Joe's bubble. I thought he had to do his roosting to get an egg that will hatch. My bubble. My lord.
I was right.
Really? This is what Joe writes. Really? What the hell good is a rooster then? I reply, my bubble, chickens. Dana's bubble, roosters do the humping. My bubble, hens make eggs, roosters make chicken. Joe's bubble, yes, exactly. So to get you an egg that will hatch, I need the rooster to jump the chicken. Dana's bubble, it's not that I can't get chickens, I can't get my husband to build their house. My bubble, if you want chicks, yes. At first you said eggs, and then Dana makes a correction with build. And it goes on and on from here.
Well, I think you should keep reading, because I think it gets even better.
Okay, I'll keep going, then I'll finish it out.
Yeah, he just, at the very end of it, he just punts me right in the butt.
Yes, he does.
I don't like that terminology. I'd rephrase that. Joe's bubble. Oh, I did? I thought I said the egg will hatch. That's what I meant, ha, ha, ha. Dana's bubble, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, she left that part out. My bubble, I want pigs that have sex with chickens.
There it comes.
Dana's bubble, bacon-wrapped chicken. Joe's bubble, if I can find one, I'll get one of those, too, for my Roseville farm. Ha! My bubbles, bacon and eggs. My next bubble, Joe just got more dateable. Next bubble, I think we have our deal for tomorrow. Joe's bubble, haha, probably less. My bubble, what you need to get instead of roosters or chickens or eggs is my sarcasm. Joe's bubble, oh, I got it all right.
You see, the show does not stop here at 10 in the morning.
No, and I don't know why it won't, and it pisses me off, because when I go home, I don't need this. And I sit back, and I just boyer, and I lay back in the shadows, and I just listen to and see the ridiculousness. And yesterday, I was like, my God.
You were angry that your phone was going off
It was. And you guys are going back and forth, and I'm looking at it, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And Joe's saying he's going to get a rooster and lay eggs, and lo and behold, Joe understands it, but he really doesn't get like how to write things and say things.
No, I don't.
And did you clearly know that roosters were needed to have a chicken or an egg?
I wasn't sure where the rooster fit in, but I did know that a rooster did need to be there if you wanted an egg to hatch.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of the process. I'm still not.
And you know that the little yellow dot in an egg that they call the yolk, you know how they get that, right? So you could eat eggs. What they do, and I don't know how many people know this, is they take the egg and they smash it with a hammer, and what it does is it kills the chicken, and it smashes it into a yellow dot, and then they reshell the egg.
You're dumb.
A lot of people won't tell you that, but that's the truth behind eggs. I saw a documentary on Netflix on it.
Terrible. Ooh, that is awful, man. Also, I do know that people that raise chickens for eggs, they typically don't want roosters in the mix, correct?
No, hens lay eggs, roosters make chickens. Yeah,
but sometimes your hen won't lay because there's no rooster around. It depends on the hen.
Yeah, right? It's kind of like planting two different avocados next to each other and bees for pollination. So yeah, sometimes the rooster kind of with his rooster
his cockled, machismo.
Yeah, his pheromones and all that, and his rooster doodle doo kind of gets that female hen kind of gets her tail feather shaking. Yeah.
And then drops an egg.
Yeah, they get their little pigeon kind of coo going on, and then bam, and then what you do is you bring a pig in there, and then you do
a pig.
Yeah,
I love the pig.
Can you have a pig in Roseville?
You mean other than you?
Yeah,
another pig in Roseville.
I'm not sure on the room a room a pig takes, but I got about a 3/4 of an acre.
You live in the city, and no, you cannot start a miniature hatchery. You cannot have pigs. If you wanted,
I can have a chicken though. I have people in my neighborhood that have chickens.
You can have hens, but if you get roosters, people are going to bitch.
Yeah, there's somebody. There is one rooster somewhere close, but we can't tell where he's at.
People will bitch, and here's the thing. This is a lot of people are like, man, I don't know if I should buy or sell. The market's really big right now. Here's the alarm clock you need. If you want any advice on when to sell your home, it's when you have neighbors like Joe that start bringing chickens into the neighborhood and you live in the city. As soon as you see chickens or hear them and they're flocking around, it's time to leave. And you better leave because the other neighbors are going to get chickens and then it's going to turn into a rural trailer farm. And what you need to do is you need to get a trailer. And that's why on that thing I said, you just keep getting more sexy.
I do.
More dateable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the chicks now.
Those are the only chicks he's going to get. Are the little baby chicks.
Joe, you keep saying there's no chicks in my life, and on Friday I'll prove you wrong.
You couldn't get a chick at a chicken farm.
Want to bet?
Hey, you know what you need to start like raising or growing? Panties. I mean, with all...
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised women aren't driving by your house just throwing them over the fence.
Wait till that chick gets there. The guy's got a chick, a puppy. Yeah, I'll be doing all right.
And I think you can't have a pig because it's not on the list of prohibited animals in Roseville.
For Placer County?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like everything that's on the prohibited list is like sharks over 2 feet long, venomous snakes.
Sharks.
Ostriches, crocodiles, piranhas.
Oh.
So a lot of this stuff is unindigenous or illegal anyway. What about livestock, though,
and farm? Animals.
You're going to have a goat.
Camels.
You can't have a goat.
You can have a goat in Roseville. You sure can.
In the city limits.
Sure.
Now, here's the thing.
Absolutely. There's a guy with that. I see goats. Yeah, there are goats around that neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just telling you this. Not even show funny, haha. I'm telling you man to man. It's time to leave.
You need a goat, though, to mow your lawn, because Alex isn't helping you out.
Alan stopped by the other day, too, and asked me if everything was okay.
I'm not saying you couldn't use a goat, and you don't need a goat. What I'm saying
is, a goat.
is your neighbors, no one understands goat feces and goat urine. It's not the noise. It's none of that. They're just so stinky and they're so rotten. And I mean, it permeates, I mean, for miles.
Does it really? Even goats, one?
Goats and sheep stink. If people are having goats and chickens in your neighborhood, I'm telling you, man.
Well, there's just one guy. He's got a goat in his backyard.
I don't care. They stink. Put a stick in the ground. Move. Leave. I'm begging you. I'm warning you. If any advice you've never taken from me happens today, do it now. Leave.
I can't. I love my little neighborhood, man. Me and my neighbors are all becoming friends, and it's I have a nice little neighborhood. I like it over there.
God.
I really do.
Well, you know what's going to happen. I hear this, and I don't know what kind of disaster it's going to be, but FEMA's going to be there within a year because you're living like people live in disaster zones. FEMA trailers will be in your neighborhood within 500 days.
What I'm doing is I'm finally getting down the road to that prepping lifestyle that I want. Now I'm going to be able to have an egg probably every 3 days.
Oh, well.
How often a chicken lays one by itself.
Yeah. Hey, what do you get on average? Some, I mean, some hens crank them out, but you get, you know, two or three a day.
Yeah, usually. Yeah.
Yeah.
From one chicken.
And maybe not every day, but yeah, you can get a dozen in a week if it's a good, you know, laying layer. Hen. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
But sometimes it takes a while for them to start laying, too.
Yeah, you got to get their, like, schedule up. And then that's why they say, too, that if you want eggs to eat, you get two or three. And then what they do is they, you know, like when women cycle?
Yeah.
And I'm not being gross.
No, I know.
But the hens, you get a couple of them, and what they start doing is kind of having a contest of estrogen or whatever.
You're kidding me.
And one hen will kick the others into gear, kind of like the rooster sometimes will help. But then what happens is, you know, none of these three hens are doing anything. They're just laying there for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. They kick out like one egg, and you're like, what the hell? And then 2 days later, you go out there, there's 15. And then
you're
out there, and you got them in your shirt, you got them in the basket, and you got all these eggs, and you're giving them to the neighbors. The neighbor's like, sure, I'll take those eggs. And then you eat those eggs, and they're like, oh, no, I don't want any more of your eggs. They don't taste good. That's how it goes when you have home coops.
Really?
I think.
Well, I hope not. Should I get two chicks?
I think, I think two is good.
Or you think, I mean, I don't know about, I
don't
never
know
just like to have one
Roseville
thing
is.
By itself.
Yeah, I
feel bad about that. No. Being lonely out there.
What are you doing? You're doing it because what you just have, this is.
I'm lonely.
I know. I was just going to say, this isn't you wanting to eat eggs. Do you even eat eggs?
Yeah.
Often?
Yeah. I make scrambled eggs for me and Digger every weekend. I don't eat anything in the morning for work, but on the weekends we eat scrambled eggs one day and pancakes the other.
Okay, so you're eating about, what, 4 to 5 eggs a week?
He eats two, I eat two. Yeah, four eggs a week.
Okay, you don't need hens, okay? What you do is you go and you buy a dozen of eggs at the store. That's all you need. But what you're trying to do is fill this gap of loneliness in your heart because you don't have a human female companion in your
life. I need something to do.
Yeah, you're bringing dogs home from Front Street, which they thank you. I think it's really great. I know you love animals. But you're filling this void with livestock now. It's getting creepy, and you're becoming less and less attached to humanity and dating. And
that's not true. I mean, I got a real circus going on over there. People are stopping by and talking.
Well,
and,
you've already had your kid because I used to want a zoo as well until I had children, and then I realized having children is a zoo.
Yeah.
And so no longer. But I think you're right, dog. I think he's filling the void.
There's a gap.
Yeah.
And we've long joked about farmersonly.com. That's what you're going to have to get on. You're going to have to use that dating site.
I couldn't before.
Yeah.
Once I get this chick, I can. Yeah.
That's what it is, Dan. He's not trying to fill a void. He knows that all the Tinders and all the other, what were the other ones?
Bumble.
I got a Bible. That takes care of Christian Mingle.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have a chicken. That takes care of Farmers Only.
Well, he's already gone through the circuit of all the other ones and knows that these women are out of his league, so what he's doing is making
they're not out of my league. They're out of their pants. I don't want people on Tinder and them no more.
Oh, yes. Who would want a woman out of their pants? Yucky, pooey, vomit.
Well, I mean, that would be fine, but I mean, not if she's been out of her pants all over the city.
I was thinking maybe we'd go out and bowl. We'd have a couple drinks, we'd go back to my house, and I'll put a chastity belt on you. How does that sound? What do you say we come back to my house and I put more clothes on you?
I don't want a dirty birdie.
Well, here's what you're doing, though. You are building a make-believe farm so you can go after chicks in overalls. That's what you're doing. I see through it. And you know what? It's not a bad idea, but
Daisy
I still
Dukes.
Don't think it's going to work.
Well, it may not work. But...
No, Joe doesn't want a chick with Daisy Duke. She shows up with Daisy. Oh, my
how
God.
You know?
How can
put
I take you?
On.
How can I take you to church? Oh, my. You dirty slut. How dare you show me your... The
your
top of your
cheeks.
Thighs.
Now, that is not at all what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it is.
Not at all.
Oh man, that is good stuff. Coming up, we'll start doing hay rides and school tours out at Joe's farm.
I'm getting a tractor next week.
Yeah, boy, you need
what
one.
What are you going to do? A U-turn in your yard?
All I can do is pull it forward 2 inches and back it up.
No, Joe's talking about that tractor you hook up to your hose and it drives back and forth. We got cash for you. 20 minutes away for double pay workday. Let's do some classic rock. Big ol' Phil Collins in the air tonight, 93.7 The River. Your chance to lick us and win here in 15 minutes. And we're going to give you cash just about a minute early. Text it back to 200-200. You'll pick up double pay workday cash, $1,000. Then we'll get to news. So good luck on that.
6 o'clock code word is money. M-O-N-E-Y to 200-200. For your chance at $1,000 this morning, your 6 o'clock code word is money. M-O-N-E-Y. And text that back to 200-200. Good luck.
Well, I think for anyone that's listened to me or to the show for a number of years, you've probably heard the term more twisted than Tennessee. And that's what Alabama is. See, these are the states that do things more ass backwards than Tennessee does. And as it seems, Alabama is that state because the Senate passes near total abortion ban. And Alabama sent the most restrictive abortion bill in the country to the governor's desk last night. And with the state Senate passing legislation, that could punish doctors who perform abortions with life in prison.
Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, this thing is far-stretched, far-reaching, binding. The only way that a woman can get an abortion in the state of Alabama is if it's going to cause her death or horrible circumstance by having the child.
Is that right?
Rape, drugs, all the different things that you can think of, any other scenario.
You can't get one for rape?
No, it must be born.
Oh, my God.
The only way that they will disallow or allow the abortion or disallow the ban is if it's going to cause grave illness to the mother by having the child.
I just don't understand folks telling folks how to live life. That just is not...
Republican Governor Kay Ivey will have 6 days to sign the legislation, which everyone expects that to happen, though the bill would not take effect until 6 months after becoming law. Ivey has not publicly taken a stance on the bill, but has previously aligned herself as anti-abortion, lamenting the courts striking down another Alabama abortion law last year. So, and again, that's...
It's just unbelievable that somebody would try and tell human beings what to do like that.
Yeah.
So, what if you did get raped or something in Alabama? Could you go to a state nearby, the next door?
I don't know all the fine print. I mean, I'm guessing that's what would happen. But that's the thing. Are they going to find out? Did you go to a doctor visit? Is there a crime report?
Are you going to get that doctor in trouble because you're from Alabama?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to do well visits and all that stuff. And again, I don't know. This is Alabama. You know, I don't know how diligent their CPS and all their other entitlements out there are.
I guess they do have laws, though, evidently, if they're going to make one here.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of laws that basically were formed back when they became a state. to this now, just months before a second deadly crash of a Boeing 737 MAX airplane, American airline pilots are pissed off and they angrily confronted Boeing officials about a computerized anti-stall system. And preliminary reports have now implicated both of the deadly wrecks were caused from this new computer system that they're using. And the meeting between the pilots and the Boeing officials happened last year in November, and just weeks after the October crash of the Lion Air 737 into the Java Sea, and 4 months prior, the 737 MAX operated by Ethiopian Air. And what they're basically saying is we don't need this computer system, and we don't know how it works, and we need to know how it works before we fly. And basically what Boeing said was, yeah, we'll get to that. And what they call this is a maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, also known as the MCAS. And the pilots say, we flat out deserve to know what is in our airplanes.
Yeah.
Boeing officials said, and I quote, I don't disagree.
but I'm just not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
I mean, if God, you know me.
I don't disagree with that, but no, you're not going to know.
Yeah, everything you said is true, but so what?
I mean, jeez.
Wow. I mean, get me a ticket on that 737 MAX. I mean, God, I want to go.
One of the most, I thought at the time, was one of the most used airlines or airplanes that were running in these airlines right now, and that thing's going into these things. I mean, that 737 was a hot one, wasn't it?
I don't follow aviation because it scares the you know what out of me.
That's true.
I hear this and I'm like, my God, if you ever want me to go to an airport, what do they call those, wing walkers?
Yeah.
I'd rather get some old guy named Henry, you know, that backs a plane out of a barn that used to be a potato silo. I'd rather him get out and bolt me to the top of the wing and say, hey, you know what? It's going to get cold. It's going to be windy. It's a little rough. Lots of turbulence. But this baby's flown over 8 million miles through storms. And you know what? He says, every now and again, I like to do a couple barrel rolls and stalls. But I promise I'll get you there. I'd give that guy $1,000 to fly me to Vegas. I'd rather wing walk than get on that 737 MAX.
The way it's going right now, and it's not even the pilot's fault. You can't even blame them if they're going to put equipment in there they don't know what it is or how it works.
Yeah, but that's like saying, hey, you're going to get into this school bus with children, and you know what? I know you didn't pass the test to prove where the brake and gas are, but you'll figure it out. See you later. Hell, by the time you hit that 19-mile road marker, you'll have it all dialed in.
Well, I mean, but what would you do if you were a pilot for them? You'd have to fly the plane.
Well, no, you don't. That's why these pilots that are flying these planes, what they need to do is walk or demand that they get instruction or certification or learn how to use the equipment. You don't stuff guys into a plane that are leery. I mean, the guys that are you're trusting to fly you.
Are telling you.
Aren't trusty of the company and the equipment that they've been given. That's no plane or pilot you want to fly with. So I don't know why the pilots don't just say, hey, we're walking. But I do know why, because there's a million other young guys out there that'll say, hey,
I'll do it.
I'll learn it. Yeah, I'll do it. So these guys that have years and have tenure and they have retirements and they have money and families, they can't just walk. And you know me. I researched the hell out of this back when I was going to go to Vegas. This is going back about 3 or 4 years ago. My wife said, hey, let's get on a plane. Let's do this. And I was like, I don't know. She said, hey, let's go out of Stockton. It's cheap. And down in Stockton, they have this Allegiance Air Company.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, my God, these planes still have ashtrays in them. And she's saying, hey, let's go down there. It's like
they were all bought like early on and very cheaply on some sort of a deal, you said, right? Oh, back in the day.
Yeah, they bought all these planes from like the 60s and they're cheap and they don't maintain them. And there's wires hanging out of them. There's cockpit fires, fuselage fires. They have ashtrays in them still. They're just rat traps. And they're showing the Allegiant company. I mean, they're having, you know, all these problems. The people are running out of gas on flights with the CEO in them. And they know it's low budget, and that's how they make money, is they buy all these crap planes. And I told my wife, I'm not going out of Stockton. We'll go up to Sacramento, and we'll get on Southwest. And you see what happens with Southwest. They've got an old fleet now. Windows are blowing out. Women are getting sucked out.
Sucked out of airplanes.
Story after story with Southwest coming back now that their fleet's old and needs to be retired or service better. And I'm like, my God. Why don't they fix this? Well, it's because it's all about money. But my point with the pilots is they're bus drivers. And these guys are working long ass hauls. And all they're doing is carrying people. And they're working 12, 14-hour shifts. They're getting sometimes, and I'm not pointing out any one company, but a lot of times they're not getting the required recommended amount of downtime or sleep.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they're not making money. And, I mean, they're living in hotels. They're basically, they're humping. Just so they can become a pilot, and you got to start somewhere.
Well, do you remember that story you found right when you were investigating about flying off? And this was a couple years ago, I'm thinking 3 or 4, where the pilots that were in the field currently, and it wasn't just for one airline, it was across the board, were aging out of being able to fly planes, and they were having a need to get new pilots.
Because there was
once
a shortage.
You're in for so many, you know, amount of years.
Yeah.
And now they're all kind of retiring at the same time.
All the good old timers. Yeah. They're getting thrown out either by age or cost or whatever.
Yeah.
So all these young gunslingers are coming in, and the young gunslingers are like, my God, I'll do it. But then now the young gunslinger's like, well, I'll do it, but I'd like to do it in something that I can, like, actually stay in the air with or put on the ground safely.
Yeah, they don't even know what they're flying them in.
Tim Conway, sadly, passed away yesterday. If you haven't heard, he was 85 years of age. Everybody, I think, knows that Tim Conway started out Mikhail Navy. That was his first big claim to fame. Mm-hmm. And then later went on to the Carol Burnett Show and Mama's Family and all that other stuff. And I respect what he did for America, and I understand a lot of people loved him. I was never a fan of his comedy, but a lot of people thought he was funny. If you remember, he was a dwarf on golf.
Oh.
He was the guy that put his shoes on his knees, and he did a whole skit with that.
Yeah.
Lots of people fell about the place, but sadly, he was 85 years of age. He passed away.
That's a good life for him, though.
Yeah, he had a great, great run. Ex-Congressman Weenie. I'm sorry, Wiener.
Oh, well, you're close enough.
Yeah, he left his halfway house. Former Representative Anthony Wiener left a New York City halfway house yesterday after completing his prison sentence for illicit online contact with a 15-year-old girl, and what he said is, it's good to be out.
You still got to go to a halfway house for something like that, too?
Oh, yeah, it was all part of his prison term and him being released after he did his 3 years, or I should say, sorry, 21 months, and then the remainder in the halfway house. And what he says is, I hope to be able to live a life of integrity and service. I'm glad this chapter of my life is behind me. Dirtbag.
And service. If he, let me tell you something. If that guy makes it back into politics again, this country's more screwed up than I've ever thought.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
If he
yeah.
gets back in there.
Big changes coming to the Hershey Chocolate Bar. For the first time in 125 years, the squares are getting a new look, while the wrapper on the outside is going to look the same. Once you open it up, it is going to have all kinds of different emojis on the little blocks. So for anyone else out there that may or may not know the Hershey bar, what you have is three, four. Oh. So you've got 12 little blocks or rectangles that make up the big rectangle of chocolate.
Yeah.
And each rectangle is going to have a different emoji, a face, a symbol. So what they're going to get rid of is the Hershey stamp inside each individual block.
Huh.
And it's the first time they've done this since 1912, and Hershey's thinks that it's going to be big. Kids are going to want to eat the emojis, and they think it's going to sell like hotcakes, and I don't know.
I have to be honest with you. I agree completely. Anything with an emoji on it right now goes gangbusters with the kids.
Well,
and Hershey's is chocolate.
Yeah, it is. Do kids even eat chocolate anymore, though?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah. They will make way through the vegetables for some chocolate every now and again.
Bond 25 suspends shooting after Daniel Craig injury. It says here this whole production has been just a fiasco, and now there's been an injury to Daniel Craig, the star, and they were filming, I guess, in Jamaica last week, and he's been flown back to the U.S. for x-rays, and they have suspended the shoot.
Hmm.
Something happened to his ankle. He was doing something running around, and he hurt his ankle, and I guess it was pretty bad. So they said, all right, we're going to leave Jamaica, and we'll fly you back to the States and figure out what the hell's going on. So
no,
if you
leave Jamaica, they can get some good pain aid for him right there and just keep right on shooting.
Yeah. Hey, Mon, you just take a puff of this, and we pour rum on it, Mon.
007, Mon. Hey, so there's been 25 James Bond movies. It says Bond 20. That's impressive.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah. This is pretty funny. The brewing company is called the Unknown Brewing Company, and they're out of North Carolina. So what happens is they have this big, dark Ford van, and they got their logo, and it says the Unknown Brewing Company. It kind of looks Mr. T-ish, you know, A-team-ish. It looks kind of like a spooky, cool van.
Oh, yeah.
So that's their promo vehicle. Well, someone stole it. They stole the Unknown Brewing Company. So what the Unknown Brewing Company is like, wow, well, I don't know what to do to get our van back. We're just new. We're starting out.
We're unknown.
Yeah, we're... yes. You've never had our beer because it's unknown. You'd like to taste it, but we're not going to tell you where to buy it.
What's your van look like? It's unknown.
I don't know. What's your beer taste like? I don't know.
It's unknown.
Where do you buy it? Couldn't tell you.
It's unknown.
They have it at bars? Huh?
It's unknown. That's a great commercial.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a young brewery. They're trying to start out. They don't have a lot of money. Their van gets stolen. So what they did is they got on social and they got on the local news and they went everywhere and they said, hey, you know what? If you bring our van back, we'll throw you a giant keg party. The missing van was returned in 42 minutes. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would have stole it for the person who stole it to return it.
Yeah, no questions asked, man. We'll throw you a kegger, bring it back. Van's in the parking lot 42 minutes later.
That is awesome.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Coming up, we got to do Lick Us and Win. We're waiting for Dana to get done pumping up the jam, and then at 7 o'clock, caller 19 for the 2019 Harley-Davidson Fat Bob.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Lick Us and Win is brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
All right, Lick Us and Win Wednesday. You get to pick your person. You could pick me, you could pick Joe, or you could pick producer Dana. And we have tickets so you can see Lynyrd Skynyrd coming up in August, Toyota Amphitheater up at Sleep Train, Marysville. So, any question at all you want, if we don't know it, that means you've licked us, and we'll get you in for the Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets. Then here in a couple minutes when we're done, we'll take caller 19. So, let's start with one for Joe. We've got Bill. Bill, Lick Us and Win.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning. Okay, Joe, so this is a Star Wars question. In Return of the Jedi, what was the name of Jabba the Hutt's pet Kowakian monkey lizard?
Okay. That thing had the big ears and the little beak nose. Oh, golly, what was his name? And he used to smack it all the time, knock it off him. Oh, gosh. I didn't even know they named that thing.
Yeah, it has a name.
It does. You know it, Dana?
I do, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dana knows it.
Mm. Yeah, this is such like a random, stupid piece of information I have in my head.
I do not know. I do not. So you're going to get your tickets, but what is it, Dana?
Bill, Bill, hold on. Before Dana gives you the name, what kind of lizard is it? It's a what'd you call it?
Kowakian monkey lizard.
Okay.
And that's about exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. Dana, what is his name?
Salacious B. Crumb.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dana, how did you know that, and why did you retain that?
That's like the one movie of the entire franchise that I really love. I love the whole Jabba the Hutt, Slave Leia.
So that's your
whole
favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Wow. So, Bill, Dana got it, but you know what? Joe didn't. Hang on. We'll still get you in.
Yeah, good question, thank Bill.
You. Yeah, nicely done, Dana.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes I come in clutch.
We got to get some tape around her glasses.
Come on.
What? I mean, just God bless you, Dana, but I mean, why? It doesn't get much nerdier than that, does it?
No. Salacious B. Crumb. They took the time to name that little thing.
I think everything in Star Wars has a name.
It was really cool, man.
Probably.
Yeah, that's weird. All right, let's go to Daniel. Daniel, you got one for me. Lick Us and Win.
Hey, Daniel.
Good morning. Hey, Doc, down I-5 in Stockton, there's a road, Benjamin Holt Drive.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you can tell me who that was and what the significance of him in Stockton is.
Well, Ben Holt, was Ben Holt a big, and he might have done some banking as well, but wasn't he a big construction guy or Delta, what do they call that when you dredge the river? He did something like construction-based or river dredging or something pretty significant and may have done some banking, but I think construction and building.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
It's pretty close. Him and another guy built the first track vehicle there, so the first track-driven tractor.
Oh,
which ended up being Caterpillar.
Yeah, so like Holt Tractor Company, which you still see today, is also named after him as well then.
Yeah, I'm driving one of their trucks right now.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
All right, well, I was kind of close, but not really.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, Benjamin Holt. Okay, hang on, and we'll get you in. And the guy works for him.
Right.
That's why he's got this trivia. Okay, I like it, though. I was kind of close, but I was off. Let's go to Colby. Colby, Lick Us and Win.
Good morning, guys. My question is for Dog.
Okay.
What was the first or the last production car to have flip-up headlights?
Last production car to have flip-up headlights.
Good one, dude. I owned a vehicle with flip-up headlights.
Did the reincarnated Mazda RX-7, the new version, did it have flip-up or not?
It did. That was the FD model, but it was not the last production.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So they really they went down the line a little bit with them.
What year was that SD version?
The FD, and I think or the last one we got, I believe, was 1996.
Okay. Okay, so foreign or domestic?
Domestic.
And, oh, God, what would have had... This is going to piss me off when you say this, because I love these questions. This is good.
And you try and think about the cars that you see on the road with them, and domestic, that's a good one.
Give me the year, then. Help me out.
2004.
Really? Awesome.
Would it... God, 2004...
I believe that, I'll give you it's not much of a hint, but it's interesting information. I think the second in line was the Acura NSX. I believe it was the second last to flip up headlights, which was 2002, they went to a fixed headlight.
God, and it's so hard when you start thinking about fixed headlight and flip up headlight.
Why? Because the fixed.
It was the end of an era.
Well, yeah, it's just I'm trying to picture all the fascias on them, and it's hard to go back and try to remember what's got a fixed or a pop-up headlight. It's really, really tough to think. And you did say
you want another hint?
Please.
Domestic sports car. What's the domestic sports car?
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, you can get Lincoln Continentals, and you get Marks with them, and, you know, lots of people had the roll or flip headlights.
Think sports car, though, not luxury car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. It had to be the most pretentious kiss of death Letterman car. Was it a Vette?
It was, the Corvette.
Yes.
Yeah. Good call.
Herringbone Shane, Old Spice, let's relive our high school years and not send our kids to college. Yeah, Corvette. Yeah, my hair's falling out, but you're never going to know because you're in my bet. Ugh.
Well, they're driving so fast, you can't tell if there's hair on their head or not.
That's yuck. Wow. I appreciate all the hints. Are you going to give it to me?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it. Yeah, he's the one that offered up all the hints.
Sure. I got to tell you, the flip-up headlight was a fantastic addition to the vehicle, but if you had a vehicle like mine with flip-up headlights and you really weren't sure how to take care of it, then at some point in time, one of them would die, and you'd just be driving around with that one honker hanging up.
Yeah, and fantastic when the flip-up headlights don't flip up only a quarter of the way up.
Right.
Yeah, and it's nighttime.
And you got to get out there with your hand and make a hold on, sweetheart, with your high school girlfriend in the
just
car.
Just one more part to rust, fix, and align. Okay, Colby, you gave that to me, so we're going to go to Rob. Rob, Lincoln win.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hands-free?
Yeah.
Yes, you are, neighbor.
Woo! All right, so I got another car question for you, dog.
Okay.
On the true GT350 Mustang, what is missing inside the car?
What? Okay, hang on, though. What year are you talking about?
Early 60s. Early 60s.
Yeah, because you know they're making them again.
Oh, I know.
Well, it'd be funny if you said you.
Yeah.
You know what's missing? Me.
The legal answer. What is missing? Meaning what is deleted?
Yes.
That's a good question, man.
They have back seats. I know that they remove... first guess will be air. And I have known this at one time. Let's see here. what is missing? What year are you talking about?
I would say it's the last time I saw it was like a 65, 67 in that area. Now, it's the true GT350, not the slap the badge on there. This is the...
No, I know you're talking... Yeah, you're talking about a GT350 or a GT500 or King of the Road, which is what KR stands for.
Yep.
What is missing inside? God, you know what? The only thing I would say, and I joke about factory air because, you know, that was a big thing to delete back in the day with, like, the Cobras and all that stuff. You'd always remove the air in the newer models. I'm going to say it came without a radio.
Wrong.
What was it?
The true GT350 had the rear seat delete because they put the spare tire there.
Oh, see, I did the first thing. That's what they always remove on them. Is they always get rid of the
and you thought it even.
Yeah,
thought
but
that too.
I was just at a car show and I could have swore that I saw a GT350 with a rear seat. And I mean, it was a numbers match. All of them had rear seat delete.
Yes.
Huh.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with it because we got to take caller 19 for the Harley. So hang on, we'll
that's
get you.
Cool.
In. Let's go to Clint. Clint's got one for Joe. Lickerson win.
Hey, Clint.
Hey, Joe, my question is, how many active volcanoes are there worldwide land-based, not the ones in the ocean?
Whoa, solid question, brother. Oh, man. I'm just going to have to take a stab in the dark. Tell me this. Is it over 1,000?
Yes.
Okay. Let's guess. Total stab in the dark on this. I'm going to guess 2,100.
1,500.
15. God dang. That's scary, isn't it?
Wow. That's a lot of volcanoes.
Active volcanoes.
That are above ground.
Yeah, and not in the ocean.
Wow. All right, hang on. Fantastic. Let's go to Liz. Liz has one for Joe again. Look us and win, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Hello. I was wondering, what year did the San Francisco Giants move to San Francisco? The Giants moved to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go. Good one asking me that, man. Do you happen to know this one, dog?
I mean, I might get close within a few years, but no, I don't know definitively the actual year.
Can you tell me, was it before I was born?
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Right?
Well.
Let's go 1952.
Whoa, way off.
Earlier?
Final answer?
Do I need to go earlier? I don't know.
No, not.
I think of the Cincinnati Reds, and they were such a new or an old baseball team. I don't know where to guess with some of these older franchises. 40s? Not, do I go to the 40s?
Yeah, I would put it 38 to 42 would be my guess. Like within that late 30s, 40 era. I can't remember. I honestly, I don't know the date on it.
So I won't take that guess. I'll say 45.
You were closer with 52. It was 58.
Ah, well, it was later. All right.
It was that late?
Yeah.
1958. I was way off then.
Now, did San Francisco have a ball team before the Giants? I would not know this. So that's why I asked.
Not a professional team that I know of.
No?
No, I mean, there was, not a major league team that I know of. I think that the Giants were the first.
Boy, that's a pretty big city to get a team so late like that.
There was another
huh?
team that played there under a different name, but I don't think they were a sanctioned MLB team at the time, and I forget their name. And it's like, you know, they had the salons here, and there were some of these professional teams, but they weren't in Major League Baseball. They were like, instead of AAA, they were pro guys. Before the whole triple, single, double started, this was their team, but they weren't part of the MLB, if I'm not mistaken, and I forget the name of them.
That's cool.
But they used to play at the old, where I think it was, I don't know if you know this, didn't they play near where the new stadium is? Wasn't there an old ballpark there where they first played, this team I'm trying to think of?
In Santa Clara? I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah. I'm making this too complicated.
Well, that was a great question, though, Liz. Good job.
Hang on. We'll get you in. And you know what? Let's do one more. We'll do one more, then we'll give you a chance to be caller 19. Cody, final one for this round. Look at some win. You got one for Joe.
Hey, Cody.
Hey, I have a question for you about a video game.
Okay.
And the video game is God of War.
All right.
And my question is, because I've told a lot of my friends with this, is how many kids did Kratos have?
Okay, hold on. I have to think about back to when his family died.
Do you know this game?
Yeah, God of War. Remember, I dressed up as Kratos for Halloween one year. That was the white guy with the red.
Oh, yeah. Joe had a costume, yeah.
I think he just had I think it was just a wife and a daughter, wasn't it? Just one daughter?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
He actually has two kids. In the upgraded game, he has a son. With the Giants
and
the Northerlands where the Vikings were at.
Okay, your phone's terrible. Hang on. I don't know if it's his phone or if it's his love of video games, but he was very hard to understand. Okay, hang on. We'll get you in, and I hope you have a good time at Lynyrd Skynyrd. What we have to do right now, caller 19 for the 2019 Fat Bob Harley Davidson, courtesy of Rockland Folsom Harley. Right after the police, we'll take caller 19. We'll get you qualified. Because Bob Jovi, living on a prayer, we got cash for you. 4 minutes away for double pay workday, another $1,000 plus more rounds of Lickus and Win for Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets for the show coming to Marysville up in Marysville in August. If I asked you, and I think most people know this, what's the common amount of time that guys are allegedly thinking about sex per day?
Oh, God, what was that thing? Every 30 seconds or something like that? Or I mean, it was like astronomical in the amount of time. Every 10 seconds. I forget what it was. We've talked about this prior to, I think, years ago, you said.
Yeah. Dana, do you know how often they claim guys think about sex?
Well, I thought, it was like every 30 seconds, or I don't remember.
I mean,
but
it's
a very common.
Yeah, it's every 7 seconds.
7 seconds?
Yeah. And
could that be real?
Like, yeah. I mean, really? I don't know what I'm going to do for the next 6 seconds. Oh, there's that thought again. And there it is again. You see, that's all I think about. I can't even talk. What am I saying? What? Sex. Just absolutely ridiculous. Every 7 seconds has always been the theory. Okay?
That's so crazy.
That's a myth, though. Okay, and this comes out of the UK, but what they say now, because they studied this, every so often someone wants to get inside a guy's head because some chick will say, oh, all my guy does is think about sex like every 7 seconds. Well, it's not true. 64% of the men that they surveyed said that they think about football more than they do sex.
Mm.
And 76% of men think that it's a myth and they think it's all horse crap. But we're going to go through some of the six, or not the six, but the myths of sex that other people think are true. And then I want to ask you guys, I want you to think about this. What consumes your mind and your thoughts most of the time, most of the day, if it's not sex?
That's because a good question.
This has been disproven years ago. The guys, or even women, and there was one study we did where women thought about sex more often than guys did.
Yeah, and I mean, it was astronomically quite a bit, too. There's just no way that during a general day, even if you're one of the most horniest people in the world,
yeah,
that every 7 seconds, because you're eating, well, yeah, you got to work, you got to drive. There's just no way you could do that.
Well, and again, it's that subconscious thought.
Yeah, like, how are you quantifying thinking about sex? Like, are you thinking about actually, like, having sex with your partner? Or are you
gazing out the window checking out people?
Or are you just looking at, like, Kim K or what, you know? Like, yeah. I mean, there's a difference to me, I think.
What, Dana? Huh?
There's a difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something.
Yeah, he's 6 seconds lost right now.
And Joe, I mean, Joe,
Kim K, what?
Joe hasn't thought about sex in, like, oh, what, over 7 months?
Almost 10.
Yeah. Pretty much. I don't even know what that word means anymore.
Dana, if you had to guess, how often do you think about sex? Legit.
Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe.
Like, just guessing. You know you.
I don't know. Once or twice a week.
What?
No way.
No, for real.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Like, do you sit down, like, on the couch and say, okay, it's time to think about sex time?
No, or, like, I mean, like.
You think that's common for girls?
I think it's just the postpartum thing. Like,
did you think about sex before you got pregnant more?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you,
like,
did.
A lot.
So what you're saying is you were horny.
Oh, no,
gross. You didn't say anything about her at all. No way.
I hate that.
How often before you had Max?
Oh, like.
Daily?
Daily.
Every day?
Yeah.
Hourly?
Sometimes.
If the captain could have handled it, would you have had sex every day?
Oh, God, yeah.
You would have.
Oh, yeah.
How often did you ask her?
I said, if the captain could have handled it, would she have had sex every day? And she said, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was because you wanted a baby, because your body was doing stuff.
No. This is, like, while pregnant.
Oh, while pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hold on. That's out the window, though, because women do get horny when they're pregnant.
Yeah, when I'm pregnant, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, my wife was going to kill me.
But when we were trying to have Max, it was not like that. No, I was not like that ramped up.
Okay, so before the pregnancy, though.
It was hard for me to go to think about it more often, but the motivation was I wanted to have a baby.
Okay,
yes.
So it wasn't the sexual desire, it was you wanted to have a child.
Yeah.
What if baby wasn't in the picture? You were just wanting, just for the animal instinct of
like I mean, like right now, I really don't think about it that often.
Okay.
No.
And that's good, and I hope it stays that way, because we have random pregnancy tests that could come up at any time.
It's just a fertile myrtle.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
But
yeah.
When you were pregnant, though, you're talking like hourly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's crazy what it does to your hormones.
Yeah. That's the thing for pregnant women, though, because doesn't that make the delivery process better, and it keeps, I mean, I've always heard that you're supposed to stay sexually active.
I just think it's
during.
Because there's a body growing in there, and I think all the hormones are just, they're flooded.
It's just nuts.
Yeah, everything's going crazy.
Yeah.
And I think it's a woman's way. If you want to know truthfully, I think it's that instinctive, animalistic, genetic way of keeping the man around. Now, so here's the thing. Everyone knows we procreate to make babies, and we have to continue on. And the women get frisky, and they have estrogen and hormones that excrete so they can attract the male. But then after the male has done his job, the woman needs to ensure that the man is also going to stay there to help protect and provide.
Mm-hmm.
So if the woman gets horny while she's big and pregnant and slow and toes are swollen, if she's feeling that way, I think what that does is keep the man more interested while she's going through her. And I don't think so, because pregnant women are beautiful. But as this woman's going through her,
a massive transformation.
Yeah, her ugly period, if you will.
Yeah.
That's something that keeps the dude locked in and keeps him out. you know, of the bars and, you know, out of the caves and looking for other women, that's what keeps that guy linked.
Because you wouldn't think you would need that, but, I mean, think about your group of friends, those of you listening, and how many times, dog, have the three of us talked about people who have been cheated on during pregnancy or right after they've given birth?
And some women...
It blows me away.
Some women, you know, their hormones or whatever, they don't have that sex drive, and that also could be
a reason.
It's
really hard after you have a kid. Like, this, yeah. It kind of just goes away.
Yeah, but that's no excuse for the daddy to be cheating.
No.
That's not what she's saying, yeah, but she's just saying naturally.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if it has something to do with breastfeeding, because I like breastfeed for an extended period of time, because that has something to do with your hormones or what. Huh. But it's just this weird slump that you go through,
and it's work.
It's work is what it is.
Maybe that's why women get horny while they're pregnant, is so they can oversatisfy the man, because there's going to be the drought afterwards.
Maybe.
While your body's repairing too. There's that thought.
Is it drought afterwards so the body can repair and the woman doesn't just get...
Absolutely need time, you know, to repair.
You gotta get alignment.
Because you think back in the day, you know, when they were just having babies.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Right, they were having babies every 6 months.
Right.
Yeah. We got to give you cash. So we're going to come back and talk about more sex myths and find out if, in fact, Dan is thinking about sex right now.
Well, now I am, because we're talking about it.
Text it back to 200-200 for Double Pay Workday.
7 o'clock code word is red. R-E-D to 200-200. For your chance at $1,000, your 7 o'clock word is red. R-E-D, and text that back to 200-200. Good luck.
All right. Top 10 male sex myths. These are for the dudes. We've already disproven that men think about sex every 7 seconds. That's not true. Dana, big hands or big feet means you have a big you know what.
Oh, that's false.
Yeah, you think that's false?
Yeah,
that's absolutely false.
Yeah,
I hope so.
You better pray so.
Yeah, Joe.
I got little hands and little feet.
You'll play sports badly the next day if you have sex the night before.
Oh, I've always heard that. Yeah. Is that true?
Is that a myth?
I don't know the answer to this.
I've never heard that.
That's a myth. Yeah, because back in the day, remember, they'd say that, like, the Roman gladiators, no sex before war, no sex before battle. If you're going to go out and play a tennis match or run a marathon, lots of coaches.
They're thinking it depletes you of your energy stores.
Yeah, and that male testosterone that gives you an edge. But they say, according to this, is that it's a myth.
Did your coaches in high school tell the high school football kids that, make sure you guys are staying away from your girlfriends the night before the game and things like that? That was a real myth in our high school.
I grew up in Modesto, and thankfully it was not Indiana, but no, even our coaches there had more coot than yours. No, the coaches were not telling us to not have sex at that age.
They played up on that one in my school.
Oysters make you horny. True or false?
They're an aphrodisiac. I think you get oysters because you want that to happen. Like,
you're kind of thinking the thought.
It's like a placebo thing to me.
Yeah, it is a placebo thing. Oysters do not make you horny. And just think if that's what you had to give people. I mean, what if that was like natural Viagra? Think about that.
Serve them up, daddy.
Oh, yuck.
another sex myth. Women peak sexually later than men.
I have heard that.
I have as well. Yeah.
It's a myth.
It's a myth?
It's a myth, yeah. Huh. Men have never cheated on their partners. Is that a myth?
Meaning all men. Like ever, ever, ever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really understand this one either.
I don't get it,
Men have never cheated on their partner.
I'd have to say that's false.
Yeah. I don't know what that one's doing in here.
And we know all kinds of cheating men.
Good sex has to be spontaneous.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I will use my 23 years of expertise to tell you that planned, arranged, talked about writing on the calendar, and knowing a date, sex is probably better than just, hey, hurry up while our son's out mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you right now.
data on this one. Good sex needs to last a long time.
No.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God, because no here, too, and that is a myth. Some of the best sex you'll ever have might be bada boom, bada bing.
Oh, the best.
It might be as quick as what they thought guys thought about, which is every 7 seconds. That might be the best
sex
you've ever had.
That's way too fast.
That's good to hear.
Do men typically always have a higher sex drive than their partner?
Oh, not always.
I'll say true to that.
You'll say true?
Yeah.
No, that's a myth.
Oh.
There's a lot of women out there that have high sex drives or higher sex drives than their male partners. You can burn a lot of calories during sex.
I've heard that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. from sweating and you know,
the cardio
muscles and cardio.
Just come on, let me be a boy here. The hip thrusting.
Oh goodness.
The gluteus maximus clenching.
Okay, of course we got this dirty.
Finally. To save them from that.
The lower spinal arching.
Oh my. What are you, a peacock?
Yes, he is. Yes,
the
he
one
does.
Leg the one leg on the bed as you have one hand on your hip, twirly thrusty.
What are you doing?
There's a peacock twirling around the house.
Yes. Both hands behind your head.
Oh my
shoulders
God.
Up.
Good night.
I love that Joe sits right in front of you.
Why he's acting it out.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I got going on in here.
Hey. I don't have to see it. And two, it's directed at Joe.
All Dana sees his dog's hands up over his head and his body just writhing about.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell me that the captain doesn't ever lock his fingers together.
I have literally never seen that.
Oh, well, you've never been to sea.
I got to be honest with you. I got to think if you're doing that to your normal girlfriend or wife, you're going to get smacked.
Hey, I haven't yet.
She's going to be like, what in the Sam hell's going on
what
with you right
doing?
Now?
What are you doing?
Get your hands off your head.
Let's go through the top female sex myths. And I'll use these on Joe. Dana can confirm.
I'm a man.
All women have a G-spot and know how to stimulate it.
That's false. All women have one, but I don't think all women know how to stimulate it.
Yeah, these are top 10 female sex myths. Dana, can you chime in cleanly and quickly?
Well, I kind of have to sneeze. I'm sorry.
No way.
Whoa.
Let her rip.
Is that a reaction?
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, whenever sorry, I think about it, it stops.
Yeah,
it.
What's in the studio?
That's crazy.
I don't know. Yes, there's a G-spot. Most women don't know where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Female sex myth. Size really matters. Joe?
I'm going to hope no.
Pray. Don't hope. Yeah. That is a myth. In fact, if you ask lots of women, they'll tell you that sometimes too much is too
bigger
much.
Is, yeah, mm-hmm. not as good.
Yep.
And again, men like sex more than women. We already disproven that one. Mm-hmm. And women stop having fun time with themselves when they're in a relationship.
I won't type.
Joe?
Yeah, Joe.
Do women stop?
No, that's false.
They continue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dana, is that true?
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Atta girl, Dana.
It is like guys.
All women, by the time they've become adults or have had multiple sexual relationships, have had multiple orgasms.
Oh, interesting. Oh.
Multiple in the same time.
No. Meaning with different partners.
They've been able to do it with occasions.
I'm going
to
say no.
Dana?
I think Joe is probably right.
Well, Joe is absolutely right because every woman Joe's ever been.
Oh, come on.
For a woman,
that's
though, you know
so
how
mean.
It is. It's emotions, and there's got to be a mental
actually,
connection.
Actually, Joe, no, I don't know how it is for a woman.
Oh, you quit. You stop that.
No, lots of women, and according to this, they can go through their entire life without ever experiencing one.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That is
what
true.
This says.
That would suck, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And again, these are the same ones that they keep repeating throughout, and it's pretty damn interesting. But yeah, all this stuff that we learned in the high school gymnasium or the, you know, eighth grade locker room, all the stuff you read in the mags, you watch in the movies, almost all of it is absolutely false.
Yeah.
And everybody, I don't know why, they treat it as gospel, but it's all pretty much horse crap. And again, there's always a side that will deny or disagree and say, well, it's been this way and this is why we married, blah, blah, blah. But for the majority of people out there, you know, like average sizes, durations, thoughts, it's all crap. So
by the time you get to be our age, you've heard enough people talking and through friends of friends, and you've heard women say these things.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, so you know kind of by now.
Yeah. So if you had to, think about what thought consumes your mind most often. If it's not sex, what do you think about most often throughout your day? Like what thing pops into your head, non-sexual, more times than not? And I thought about this, and I'm like, I know what consumes my brain and my thoughts, and it's easy.
You do.
It's one overall theme, and it all goes back to a root thought. Meaning I might be thinking about other stuff and this and that, but it all revolves around one thing that I constantly think about. So it's easy for me. If you can't answer it, we'll come back.
I you know what? When you word it like that, I have one, too.
Okay, Dana, do you have one?
I have one.
Okay, then you know what? Let's do this. Let's pause, and then we'll come back so we have a little more time.
Yeah.
And then we'll give you more cash, and we'll do a round of Lick Us and Win. Actually, you know what?
We need
let's
to do
Lick Us and Win right now, Dana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should we?
Yeah.
All right, 766-9370. We got Skinner tickets up for grabs. You can pick your person. You can call on me. You can call on Joe or Dana. Anything at all. You can ask us anything you want. If we don't know it, we'll send you over to see Lynyrd Skynyrd up at the Sleep Train Amphitheater in Marysville coming up in August. And we'll come back with what thoughts consume our mind.
I was just writing it down.
Most often. Yeah. So.
In the river, Sacramento.
All right, we were talking about what thought consumes your mind most often, most days, and what is it that you think about all the freaking time, because we just dispelled all the sex myths, and everybody knows the old adage is guys think about sex every 7 seconds. It's not true. And if I'm going to be truthful about how often I do focus on sex, it'd have to be eight to 9 seconds.
No. They're way off with that 7 second thing.
Yeah, it's just not true. So I asked Dane and Joe, what do you think about? What's in your head most often that you think about? Because I know mine, and mine's easy. And Joe claims that he knows his thought.
I do when you put it that way.
Dana?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So mine is family. Like my always? Family. Yeah. I'm always thinking about what I have to do for them or just my kids in general.
Always.
Always.
Like if we're on the air here and we're not talking and you have some free time, like a thought of your daughter or your son or the mm-hmm. captain pops into your head.
Correct.
What about the family, though, are you thinking of? What you have to work to contribute to the family, or like loving thoughts of the kids playing?
It's both. I would say if I had to pick one over the other, it's probably what I need to do for the family.
Like what you didn't clean last night.
What I didn't get to, what is on my to-do list. Oh, I have to take Olivia to gymnastics today.
So the running around chore
stuff.
Yeah,
kind of like the planning out the day and
the laundry
like that.
List. If
the
you
laundry
will.
List, yeah. Huh.
That makes sense because I bet you that's constantly all that's going through your mind.
Especially for Dana with Captain Kenny because we know when he gets off the boat, he gets on the couch and that's about all he does.
Look Captain at Facebook. A boat is hard work.
Look at that Facebook post that Dana put up yesterday. It's pretty damn funny. Captain Kenny fixing the oven or trying to, which we'll talk about later on today. The captioned photo, if you will, outstanding.
Yeah.
Hilarious. And poor Captain Kenny. Poor Captain Kenny.
Poor Dana, who doesn't have an oven. I think we're going on a month.
Yeah, it's been about 30 days since you have not had an oven.
You spit out your drink tonight.
Oh, man.
What's wrong with you?
I got a dry cough. I apologize.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on.
Joe, what do you think of most often?
Getting my business back in order. Just getting myself back.
Life.
Yeah, just getting my life back in order. When I'm going to finally have my own money again and be able to finally save some money and stop using, you know, just shipping money out the door. And what I'm going to do with my boy and how I'm going to be able to raise him the right way and how me and mom are going to be able to parent properly. Just all that kind of stuff, man. You know, it's hard. It's really, really hard rebuilding.
Dana, phase. Did you notice that out of all that stuff that Joe never ever once mentioned getting a date?
That is so far out of my mind right now.
No, that's a lot for him to focus on.
Yeah.
But why can't you?
I'm nowhere near ready to be in a woman's life at this moment.
When?
Just I don't know. I'll get there.
Like another month?
I would
month?
Like you to, like, date around a little bit, just, you know, break the dry spell.
I'm not talking about high dive and doing
a triple
Yeah,
you don't need
Indy.
To commit to anything, but a little something,
coffee
something.
Here and there.
Yeah.
A little something, something.
Then you got to really, really want to get into it, you know? And I don't know.
No,
but
I understand where you're coming from, Joe. You have a lot to deal with right now.
I don't have any money to date. I mean, rebuilding your life
well,
again after divorce is
money
really
goes
hard.
To the tips
it
jar.
It is. You know? Well, I mean, the tip jar, that's funny. But
true, Dana.
I just mean getting the families back in order again and making sure, you know, everything's going to be okay. It was a lot tougher. Divorce was a lot tougher than I thought it was going to be.
And what made it tough, though? Just the fact that you had to do it or because you guys were fighting, because you were sad? What? Was it just the upheaval and the unraveling of life?
The getting back, the doing
the
second
getting back
is what killed me. That's what really sucked everything dry. I mean, that was so difficult.
Well, because it gave you hope and it took it away, right?
Yeah, it just emotionally destroyed me, you know? So now I'm rebuilding it back up again, and I feel pretty good. And I'm real close to being able to date, but I don't want to bring this into a woman's life. That's not right or fair or anywhere near cool.
Just so you know, and I know you've done this a while, but sometimes you forget microphones are on. Hot mic!
It's true, you know?
We will get to Lickus and Win. I want to talk to Bob. Bob says there's a thought that consumes his mind daily. Bob, what do you think about all the time?
Morning, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Hey,
I'm on a diet, so it's all about the food.
Oh,
are you?
Think about that.
I think about that one a lot, too.
I bet you all people on diets, that's all they think about.
Yeah, but if you're hungry and you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to change up your diet, think about that. That would consume you all the time because you know you got to eat a bag of kale, but what you really want's a Big Mac.
I mean, a bag of chips.
Yeah, that would drive you crazy.
Yeah, it would.
And how much weight have you lost, Bob?
40 pounds.
Wow, whoa, good job.
That's impressive, Bob.
What did you weigh?
I weighed 275, and now I'm down up there about between 235 and 240.
And all right. Where do you want to stop? What's your goal weight?
I like to stay at 230 pounds.
Okay. So do you drink a lot? Was it a lot of poor dietary choices? What, you know, was it pizza? What was it that made you shoot up that high, that heavy?
Weekend drinking and carbs, you know, the
weekend drinking.
So are you done weekend drinking or limiting weekend drinking?
Limited.
Yeah, there you go. Good boy, Bobby. Yeah. No fat kid wants to walk into the desk or the counter, I should say, at the store with a box of Michelob Ultra. But every now and again, you got to.
Yes, you do, don't you?
Hey, Bob, good luck. Seriously, I wish you the best, and hopefully you keep it down. And here's the thing I'll tell you.
You're doing good right now with it.
If you're exercising and you're really pounding through your food, I found out when I was like really, really thin, I could eat anything as long as I didn't eat it all the time. And after you get your body on that cycle and your body's burning and working again, you'll notice you can have some better beers or better drinks. You just got to kind of watch it. But if you want to sneak that cheeseburger, you want to sneak that junk food, or you want to have something good, when your body's motoring and if you're exercising, it'll pound through the calories and the carbs and the good stuff that you want to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Or the bad stuff that you miss eating.
I've never experienced that, but I've heard it works.
Yeah. Appreciate the backup, Joe. Bob, thank you. Now we're going to get to Lick Us and Win. 766-9370. We got the Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets, and we'll hook you up with those if, in fact, he can lick us.
Are we going to just take them right now? I think they're waiting for us now, aren't they? Or we got to get them on the line?
Yeah. I'm not going to share my thoughts of what I think about all the time because now they're just too depressing.
Why? Yeah.
Is that time? No, I just, all I think about always is money. The root of everything I think about is money. And I know a lot of people think...
You have plenty of it.
No, I don't. I don't. If I had plenty of it, I'd stop thinking about it. And the day that I do have plenty of it will be the day that I don't have to think about it. But it's not even like I need to make more of it. It's just the budgeting of it, what things cost. Money and dollar signs and the amounts and budgets and gas and all these things haunt me monetarily.
Oh my gosh.
I just think about this is going to cost that. My son's getting ready to go to college. You know, I think
that's what would scare me right now if I was you.
New tires, this, that, this at the house. All these things that I worry about wouldn't be worried about if I had money or wanted to spend it. And I hate spending money, and that's why I think about it. So it's not, I don't sit around thinking, oh my God, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. All I do is think about protecting the castle.
Oh God.
My wife and son, they have thoughts of spending all my money.
Yeah.
So what I have to do is think about protecting it day in and day out. And if I were smarter, I'd think about making more of it. But what I'm doing right now is constantly consumed with protecting it. And that's all that goes through my head is the cost of everything. That's all I do. It's like a register. I've got register tape in my head just constantly. That's all I'm doing is looking at everything that's going in and coming out.
Well, man, be very glad that at least it's your wife and son that are in your home that are spending your money. Because if you got divorced, bro, that's really all you'd be thinking about. You'd watch that money leak right out of that wallet with a quickness.
Yeah, that's not going
to
happen.
No, I pray my God that never happens to either one of you two.
Let's look at some win now. We got Skynyrd tickets.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Lick Us and Win is brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
All right, here we go. Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets. You can pick your person, Dana, Joe, or me. Call on whoever you want to call on. If we don't know your question, that means you've licked us. Let's start with Jack. Jack's got one for Joe. Lick Us and Win.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, brother.
Good. Hey, question for Joe is this. In the movie Wild Hogs, what was Ray Liotta's character's name?
Oh, yeah, what a terrible movie with Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, John Travolta. Ray Liotta was the bad guy. What a piece of junk.
Man.
He was the bad guy in town that was going to run all the wild hogs out, but they stood their ground. William H. Macy was a wild hog, too.
He was.
That's right.
The funniest part of that is when they ended up that little hot springs for that cop.
Oh, the gay cop.
That was awesome. What's his name? Blade? It's like Blade or Chopper or like Fire.
He did have like a gang leader name. I hadn't seen Ray Liotta pop up in anything for so long. And I'm like, oh my God, Martin Scorsese is so done with you. Your career is over. For you to show up as the bad guy in Wild Hogs, you're in the ground.
It was a cute movie, though.
I didn't care for it. It was too silny, but I can't remember his name either.
I'll never be able to. I'm just going to guess Blade because I, for a fact, don't recall it.
What was it?
Jack.
Well,
as simple as that.
Not at all a gang leader name.
Same name as the guy on the phone that asked the question.
I wonder how you came up with that one.
All right, Jack, hang on. Let's go to Michael. Michael's got one for Joe. Lucas and Wynn.
Hey, Michael.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
So, I have a question for Joe. What company was going to sue Fortnite for a copyright?
I don't know the company that are you talking about the PUBG game?
Yes, I am. And it's actually the PUBG company is what the company is actually called.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's just like Fortnite, only the graphics are way cooler and it came out beforehand, and because it's a little more violent looking and a little more real looking, it didn't take off the way that Fortnite did because for the kids.
So Joe got it right.
Yes, he did.
Wow, nicely done, Joe.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, don't mess with Joe on Fortnite. Date night, don't have to worry about that.
No.
Fortnite, no way. Let's go to Sam. Sam's got one for Joe, too. Joe, Lucas and Wynn. I mean, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, good morning. So what was Lynyrd Skynyrd's name before they were Lynyrd Skynyrd?
It was the pilot assembly.
Wait a minute now. We have heard this before.
I'll
it was a really weird name, wasn't it? Like a...
It's not coming to me. I know, so people know, Lynyrd Skynyrd was the gym teacher that they thought was so funny that they actually named the band after, but I can't,
I believe you're the one who told me this, or we learned it on a Lickus and Win once or something.
I think I do remember it.
There's a little story behind this one, too.
You know what? I wouldn't even have a guess. So if you got a guess, dog, take it. And then I'd kind of like to hear what the story is.
I get so confused with this stuff over time. I can't keep it all Rolodex. But was it something Honey or Crutch?
No.
Was it like
it
that?
Was, no.
What was it?
It was 1%.
1%? Interesting.
The story is Ronnie Van Zant, you know, heavily believed in, you know, if you're a musician, only the 1% of musicians actually make it on that, you know, higher scale.
Oh,
1%. I don't know if I've ever heard that. Now, when you say it, it doesn't ring any bells, but great question.
Yeah, it was. Good
Sounds
job.
Like you're a big fan.
Why they named their one album Street Survivors, because the same kind of, you know, deal, that 1% only makes it in, and they made it. So they called the album Street Survivors.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, good question, man.
You'll have a good time in August. We'll send you up to see the show. Hang on. We'll get your info. Let's go again to James. James, Lucas and Wynn, what do you got?
Yeah, I got a question for you about an egg. When you bust open an egg, there's the yolk, the white, and that little booger. What's that little booger called?
It's that little enzymey slime. Like
exactly.
Little, yeah, it's an enzymey slime, like little, it's kind of like the thing when you look at the chicken and you look at the skin when you have an open cavity and you're going to, you know, you got to hold, it's that little like taintish looking enzyme slime thing that's always in an egg. It's a little tick. Huh. It's like an egg tick.
Yep.
I don't know what that's called though.
Anybody? It's for anybody.
I don't really know either. I don't even know if I've... I have to... Next time I do one, I'm going to have to look at it and see what it looks like.
If I had to, and I know it's not technical or scientific, but I would call that thing the thing you take with your fork and slide off the plate into the disposal. Is that what it's called?
Nobody eats that part.
No, I... Oh. Sometimes... No. It depends on if it's all big and creepy. If it's big and creepy, I'll slide it off. Like if I'm going to poach an egg or before I, you know, fry them or whatever, I'll get rid of it. But sometimes... Most of the time, I just cook it. Nothing wrong with it.
I can't. I mean, I'm guessing it's got to do something with the way the chick forms and like, you know, what goes to where, maybe the control center to it or something like that.
Yeah, it's like God, I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, what is it?
It's called the chalaza.
The chalaza?
The Chalaza.
Oh, man.
It's got a name that means people must eat it by itself.
How'd you like to go in and get Chalaza with chorizo this weekend? Yeah. No egg, no yolk. No, all you're going to get is Chalazas with chorizo. Yummy.
Do you happen to know what it does in the egg? Is that what it does? Is it like a little control center, the brain?
I have no clue what it does, but I grew up, my mom always used to take them out for anything she'd make. She always takes that little piece out. And I always asked her as a kid what it was, and she finally called the number on the back of the egg carton and found out what it was.
So and that stuck with you all these years.
Yes.
That's funny.
You know what? She still removes it.
That is a great Lickinson Wynn question right there.
It really is.
That's a great one, dude.
Yeah, I want bacon and Chalazas.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, ew. Just remove the yolk. I want all the white gun. I want 45 Chalazas and eggs and hash browns.
Somebody's got to take that little part out of the egg and just eat it by itself and see what it tastes like.
That's funny. Hey, God, that's a great question. We'll do one more here. We got Luke. Luke for Joe. Lickinson Wynn.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So I have a question for you, Joe. So just like the Galaxy, how they came out with its first flippable phone, there's a PC manufacturer that's coming out with its first flippable PC, foldable PC. What's the name of that manufacturer that just announced?
Is it Lenovo?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep, I saw
it. Where did you see this?
I'm into that kind of stuff. I like that.
It's at Lenovo. The guy's like, the guy almost fell down right there. He's like, oh my God, how did you guess this?
Yeah, I like that that techie stuff.
Wow, that's pretty good. Good try there. Wow. One more. Michael Lickinson Wynn.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, my question is for Dog. And the question is, what soft drink was invented for sipping or mixing with whiskey?
We know this one.
Yeah, I think I learned it from you guys. And yeah. I was going to see if
I love this.
Remember.
They learn stuff from us, and they come back years later and use it against us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should know
it's
this drink.
Much,
you see it a lot.
How much we retain.
So you know this, Joe.
Yeah, you see it a lot. Almost every day of your life.
Oh, is it what you drink?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mountain Dew.
Good job. That was a bunch of hints, but that was wonderful. Good job.
Yeah. And you actually got that from us at one time or another.
I do believe so, yeah.
Wow. You're taking all our evil and using it against us.
I forgot how we got to that day. I think we were talking about mixers and whiskeys or something like that, and somebody had called up and said, do you know why Mountain Dew was actually invented? And it was to be a mixer.
With whiskey?
Yeah.
God, what a way to ruin great whiskey. It was invented for bad whiskey is what the guy should have
asked.
And
now no one really mixes Mountain Dew with any liquor. I'm telling you, I've mixed it with vodka. I've mixed it with rum.
Oh,
it
God.
It is awful.
Yuck. Coming up, 20 minutes. We'll give you more cash. 93.7, the Ready to Go is Tom Petty with Mary Jane's Last Dance. We'll give you more cash here coming up at 8 minutes. Then at 9 o'clock, another caller 19 for the 2019 Fat Bob Harley Davidson. I know it's an odd question, but I'll ask. Do you think children's shows need to have a sexual identity, or the characters in the children's shows, do you think they need to have a sexual identity?
I mean, what do you mean a sexual identity?
Well, should shows for kids discuss or have characters who are knowingly straight, gay, bisexual, pansexual, transsexual, or anything else? That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God, man. On a Lickinson Wynn Wednesday? Wow. Let's just jump right into her, huh?
Yeah, I would rather talk. Jeez. I would rather give away more tickets to things. We have a Harley. We have Lickinson Wynn. Let's just do that
instead. You're here, Dana.
I would, too, but a popular children's show, after 22 seasons, just had a main character that came out as gay.
Is it the Teletubbies?
No. Oddly enough, it's not the Teletubbies. No.
Well, see, I got to know what show it is. I mean, my son watches all kinds of these kids' shows.
So does my daughter.
Have you guys ever heard of this show? I think it's called Bob the Builder.
No way.
Bob the Builder.
He is not.
No. It is not Bob the Builder. No. No. It's a show called Arthur. Okay?
Oh.
Arthur.
Okay.
And I've never heard about this. Dana, have you heard about Arthur?
Yeah,
you know what
he's like a little rodent of some sort, and he has like a family, and I think he goes to school and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. I know nothing about it, but it's on PBS, entering its 22nd season, and Arthur's teacher on the cartoon is this well-read, well-dressed, well-liked Mr. Ratburn, and Mr. Ratburn is coming out as homosexual. And the news comes from Monday's premiere 2 days ago, titled Mr. Ratburn and the Special Someone, in which Arthur and his pals are shocked to discover that Mr. Ratburn, the teacher, is engaged, mostly because they refuse to accept that their teachers actually have lives outside of school. So they go home, they sharpen pencils, they eat kale, and they dream up homework assignments. They don't even sleep, is what the kids think.
Okay.
But they come into school, I guess, and they find out that Mr. Ratburn is indeed homosexual. He comes out and he announces this. So, do you think that that belongs in a kid's cartoon?
Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, you always say this, dog, that we're not raising children, we're raising adults.
You do. You say that a lot.
And I do. And I stand by that statement, and I still believe it, but I believe that children's shows need to have children's content, and if you want adult topics and teach adult lessons, then what you do is watch adult shows with your children. That's where I'm at on that.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about it. How old were you when you found out or figured out you liked girls?
I was 2.5, going on 3.
You're ridiculous.
Joe, to be honest, Joe still doesn't know if he does.
Okay.
He doesn't.
Oh, boy. Be nice.
I like them.
Seriously.
Okay, they just don't like me.
I'm serious. When did so you say 2.5, but please be serious. When did you know?
Well, let me when did you know you first liked boys? Joe?
Oh, God, I knew it. I'm right.
Yeah. Come on now.
Lovely.
I'm being serious. When did you guys know?
What age? I mean, I don't know. Kindergarten?
I was little. 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
5, 6. And again, those weren't like sexual thoughts, but like I remember, you know, you'd have a little bump.
Like first kiss time, right?
Hold hand.
I knew I sure felt differently about the little girls in class than I ever did the little boys. Like I wanted to hold hands with little girls, and I wanted to, you know, be near them and whatever.
I would say between 4 and 7, and again, I don't know what like is when you're that little, but I knew that I was like, okay, I'm digging chicks. I kind of like, I remember a girl, we watched a movie, she held my hand.
Yeah,
and
I was
smiling at you. And you liked how that felt, right?
Oh, I loved how that felt. Yeah, that felt really good, and I was like, man, hold my
hand. Don't gross this up.
No, but I'd say between 4 and 7, I knew, and I didn't know, like, different, like, I wasn't sitting there like, do I like her, or should I go hold Kyle's hand?
I'd rather kiss Jenny than Bill.
Yeah, I didn't ever have that thought. It just, she touched me, we held a hand, I'm like, wow, I'm digging this, this feels good, I like this, I kind of want to be next to her more, but it was between 4 and 7. Somewhere in there, and I think it was kindergarten.
About what age it was for Digger, too, I think.
And you know? It's the same for you, though, too, Joe?
Yeah.
So, don't you think that kids that are that age are watching this show? So really, honestly, if this is something that you're going through at that age, isn't it appropriate? What's wrong with giving kids that additional perspective?
Okay, fair. Meaning there could be some kids that would like to hold a guy's hand or vice versa.
Well, you're probably, I think, and I'm also a heterosexual person as well, so I showed interest. I showed interest in the opposite sex at the same time that you guys are explaining.
So you're about our age.
Yeah.
So human beings about the same age.
I think that's when you
are
developmentally kind of figuring things out and you start kind of going towards one sex or the other.
Okay. And I found this because I found this interesting. The LGBT population in the U.S., and this goes back about 1.5 years, is listed at 4.5%. Okay. And that's the percentage of American adults identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Okay. I'm sorry. This goes back to 2017. It's 4.5%.
Okay.
And that's up from 4.1%. That was up from 3.5. Now, when I use these stats, people probably will get pissed at me because they're saying there's a lot of people that are unpolled or undocumented. And a lot of these people, because of their transgender or their lifestyle, they're not going to come out and out and say it. So some people say take that 4.5 and double it because there's a lot of other people still in hiding.
Well, there's also like LGBTQ. There's all these other different types of sexualities, we'll say.
Yeah.
So it's not just gay or lesbian anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people are still in hiding. So, I mean, that's what makes, you know, this percentage small. But it's still not a quarter of the population. That's my point.
So are you saying because it's a quarter of the population that we shouldn't even be discussing this?
Joe, do you think that it should be discussed?
Oh, no way, Jose. I mean, you're going to answer that one. I'm uncomfortable, and I agree with Dana. I want to talk about something fun and giving away tickets and the Harley. And I'm not answering this one.
I will answer Dana, but I have to ask Dana a question first. Would you let your daughter watch this show now that you know that Mr. Ratburn is going to come out as a homosexual?
Absolutely. It doesn't bother me at all.
Really?
There's nothing about this that even flags me or triggers me at all.
So you're going to turn it on just like you would without knowing? Uh-huh. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Why?
Because I think that this is an important issue. For me, I think that you are born gay or lesbian or however you want to identify.
And I subscribe to that.
I don't believe you would choose that and especially, well, now you might, but back when people were coming out with it, no way would you choose that and have that kind of stuff put on you.
You wouldn't want to be ridiculed. No, you wouldn't want to be outcast.
It was a lot more socially shunned back in the day.
That is true.
It was very hard for them.
And I think that the community in general struggles, and I don't see the issue in putting it out there. I don't think that this particular episode is trying to sway kids in any way, shape, or form. It's just, hey, Mr. Ratburn is gay. And I haven't seen the episode. I probably should watch it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it is trying to tell kids, like, hey, you should be gay. It's just like, hey, this teacher's gay. And these kids are going to come across gay people in their life throughout their life.
Yeah.
So I don't see the issue in showing it in a show at all.
I will answer you now, and I'm just going to say this. Thank God my boy is 16. And I'll say this. I was really uncomfortable watching Modern Family with my son, and it was a fantastic show, and Joe turned me on to that show. But as you know, Mitch and Cam, they're gay in the show, mm-hmm. some of the greatest characters. It's funny, and I was always kind of uncomfortable watching it. But again, that was an adult show. It wasn't a children's show. So to answer Dana, no. I don't think it should be discussed on a children's show. And this is why I say this. How did this show get by for 22 seasons without discussing it? And now they need to discuss it. If the show didn't need it for 22 seasons, why does the show need it now?
I mean, I think that's pretty simple. Times have changed.
Yeah.
Well, do times change or do we change the times?
Both. I think they go hand in hand.
See, And I know you disagree with this, Dana, but I think there's more of an effort just from where I sit. And so people know, I did vote for same-sex marriage and all the rights here in California mm-hmm. back, what was that, 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago?
Something
came
like
up.
That.
I voted for that. I'm a really, when people hear me, they don't know this, I'm level-headed when it comes to thinking. I have common sense.
Yeah, no one knows that.
And I'm very supportive of all people as long as they work and they do and they leave me alone. I don't care. But I think there's an effort, or concerted effort, to add social issues and topics into venues where they don't naturally apply. It seems to me that it's more agenda-based than it is simple, honest, developmental storytelling, or whatever you want to call it. I just don't know why a show for 22 seasons doesn't have it, and then today they do.
Well,
it's like, why?
Well, but I mean, think about, I know we've probably, I think I might have the information a little incorrect, but wasn't it a big thing back in the day to not have husband and wife being in the same bed?
Yes.
And one of the first shows to show that was The Flintstones.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that was a big to-do, and it's one of those things that is just a natural thing that happens, and I think you probably would argue on the side of that shouldn't have been shown back then, because it wasn't something that needed to be put
that. I doubt I would. I'm just being honest.
In
I
a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is it's just part of society now, and I don't think that they're trying to sway people's opinions on things. I think they're just reflecting society as it is.
Huh. Well, in closing then we'll give you cash. I'm just going to say, okay, if Mr. Ratburn can do it, I think it's time that Bert and Ernie do it.
Oh, boy.
Bert and Ernie got to come out. I've been waiting. Yes, hand in hand. They need to put him at the altar.
They are not
gay. Man.
Yes.
No, they're not.
Why are they hiding? Why are they hiding? Bert and Ernie need to come out. And they need to have a big wedding on. Hey, I mean, why don't they have a big, all their characters on PBS come out as gay wedding on PBS, and they can have this big week-long spectacular of all their shows getting married.
Get out of here.
It's just, I don't know.
They are not gay.
Well, I know Joe's never thought they were, but hey, they sleep in separate beds, Joe's always said.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you, and I know this makes Dana sad because she likes these innocent, you know, children shows.
Mm-hmm.
Bert and Ernie, separate beds, lights on, lights off, yuck, one bed.
Oh, come on now. That's no. Sesame Street. Don't
a
dirty
can't
it
move
up.
When the lights are off, there's no one there to move him.
Well, there's puppeteers in there. Oh, yeah.
Well, we never spoke about the puppeteers.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We got to give you cash. You can check it out if you got little ones. Mr. Ratbird, maybe you know who he is, but Monday he came out as gay. $1,000, double pay work day. Text it back, 200, 200. We'll get you cash.
Your 8 o'clock code word is ticket, T-I-C-K-E-T, to 200-200. For your chance at $1,000, the 8 o'clock code word is ticket, T-I-C-K-E-T, and you can text that back to 200-200. Good luck.
And we'll get to lick us and win. Here's CCR.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Lick Us and Win is brought to you by Future Ford in Roseville and Sacramento.
Yeah, come on, dummies. Let's see how stupid you really are. You bunch of idiots. You don't know nothing. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to turn everything I just said back on us.
Yeah, we're going to get hammered now, bro.
766-9370. Lick Us and Win. Any trivia question at all you've got, you get to pick me. You could pick Joe. You could pick Dana as to who you want to answer your question. If we don't know the answer, you'll get hooked up with Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets for the show in August up at the Toyota Amphitheater. Sleep Train, Marysville. So, let's start with Michael. Michael's got one for me. Hey, you big dope. Lick us and win. Hey, moron, what do you got?
Hey, Michael, what's up, dude?
Hey, this question is for Dog.
All right.
All right. In the movie The Goonies, what is One-Eyed Willie's ship's name?
Out. Don't know. Dana, anyone help me? I don't think I've seen The Goonies all the way through. I have no idea. I know it's an 80s classic. Don't care about it. Don't know. I not a Goonie fan. So if anyone else can steal, you're going to be in.
Black Pearl.
That was close. No, it was called The Inferno.
The Inferno.
The Inferno.
Wow. Okay, fair enough. I know lots of people know Goonies. They love that movie.
What a great movie.
I've never really seen it. I've seen bits and pieces. That and the other thing, people love Goonies and they love Gremlins. And both those two movies, I wish they would just get into a car wreck and smash into one.
Oh, man, what?
I never got into all that kind of goofy, silly stuff in the 80s. I didn't like it.
Goonies, the older brother, was a very young Josh Brolin.
Is that who he was?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that had to be one of his first deals.
It had to be, because he was just a kid. He's probably only 17 or 18 in that.
Hang on, Michael. It's a good question, even though I didn't know it. Hang on. Let's go to Christine. Christine, lick us and win. What do you got?
I have a history question for you guys.
Okay.
So Poland was wiped off the map of Europe for 123 years. In what year did Poland officially become a country on the map again?
Oh,
interesting.
I will say in 1945. Give me a 2-year window. I'll say 45 through 47 is my guess. Joe?
Was Poland in the USSR?
It was split up, and part of it was.
Part of it was Bloc, and part of it was Germany, I believe.
When did they go back?
Prussia and everything.
When did that bust up? 2000, or when did Russia break up from the USSR just into the Republic of Russia?
Oh, God, no, it was what'd you say? What year?
Yeah, what year was that?
Poland's been a country for, God, I'm trying to go back. I mean, my guess is 45 to 47.
I was just wondering if that breakup from Russia gave them their a full country again, and that's what she's talking about.
Let me ask you this. Who was the other country that had Russia, or I'm sorry, part of Poland?
Well, there were three countries that kind of split Poland apart, and then...
What are those three countries? Year, Russia, and what are the other two?
It was Prussia, Germany, and I don't remember the third one.
Okay, so yeah, I know, so that's my guess. I'm going to stand by 45 to 47 when they became recognized or became their own country.
Okay, do you guys want the answer?
Yeah.
1918.
1918.
So last year, on November 11th, they celebrated the 100 years of being a country again.
Okay. Awesome. Cool.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Good question.
Yeah, I'm not too hip on, the Soviet bloc and, Eastern Germany and all things, Europe and Russia and all that stuff. But, okay. Are you Polish?
Yes, sir.
Do you want me to tell you how I can get you out of a tree?
Stupid. Just dumb.
I've heard them all. Let's hear it.
No, you've heard them all. Hang on.
You can get a one-armed anyone out of a tree by waving.
No, you got to throw him a ball. Let's go to Dale. Dale, lick us and win.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dale. We're good, man.
Got a Lynyrd Skynyrd question for Mr. Joe.
Okay.
Fitting since they're for the Lynyrd Skynyrd concert tickets. What on the fateful crash that killed Mr. Van Zandt, what state did the plane crash in?
I like this. It's pretty
Tennessee.
Good.
Tennessee. It was Tennessee.
1977.
I think it was Tennessee.
Joe's going to say Tennessee. I don't know why, but I want to say it was, I want to say Florida, Georgia.
It's something down in the south area.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Florida, Georgia. I guess if you wanted a final, I know it's for Joe, but I just want to throw my guess. I'll say Florida.
I'll say Tennessee.
I'll take either of your answers. Go ahead.
Joe said Tennessee. I said Florida. What is it?
It is Mississippi in the very, very southern tip.
No Mississippi. M-I-S-S-I-P.
They were leaving from South Carolina, going to a concert in Louisiana.
I knew it was that. I knew it was that thicket down in there where it happened.
Oh,
but
they ran out of gas.
Yeah.
It was. They were going for an emergency landing in an airstrip, and they missed it by 200 yards, and the bottom of the tree sounded like 100 baseball bats hitting the fuselage, and then Gary Rossington passed out. And found out 2 days later that Van Zandt and Cassie Gaines had died.
Yeah, Cassie Gaines, the other one that perished.
Oh, man.
You sound like a big fan. You're going to have a good time coming up in August. Man. Yeah. hang on. We'll get you in. Good question. Let's go to Will. Will, lick us and win.
Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So, what is the longest running aired TV show?
Ooh, good one. Is this for any of us, or you got someone specific in mind?
Any of you guys.
Ooh. First guess MASH, second guess Simpsons.
Okay.
You can only pick one if I can only ask one question.
We make the rules. You shut up. I'll give you one ticket.
I think it is MASH.
Still to this day. If you're only going to take one, I'm going to go Simpsons.
Okay, I'll go MASH.
Dog got it. Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons. Yeah!
Excellent. Yeah, because they're still going with new ones.
Yeah.
Which blows me away.
Out of hand. They just keep going. People still love it. It's still, like, you know, highly rated. People love the freaking Simpsons.
Isn't that impressive that they can make new material and write new material this far along the lines when basically Bart is still the same age?
Yeah, they've never changed.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they've had a couple kids, you know. Has anyone ever died on the show? I'm sure people have died.
I'm sure they have. Probably two or three times. I mean, that thing's been running for 75 years.
Yeah, and now they've never grown up or changed or anything. Why would you now?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, people love it.
It's just so cool that they did that with that little staged in time.
All right. Hang on. Or no, you get off the phone. You are done. Let's go to Michael. Michael, lick us and win.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hi, Michael.
Hey, I got kind of a quick one for you. How many members were in the original Lynyrd Skynyrd lineup?
Oh, geez. Original, I want to say six, but I think I'll put one more in there. I'll go seven for me.
I would have no idea, so I will say five.
Wow, split the difference. It was six.
Gee, what did I tell you? I said I want to say six, but I'll go seven.
One more.
Gosh damn it.
Woo!
All right, nicely done. You like Skynyrd. Hang on. See?
That's cool, though. That's cool they're getting in on Skynyrd questions like that.
I need to stop listening to me. Let's go to Tom.
Oh, I tell myself that every day.
Tom, lick us and win. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, dog. Hey, I'm going to give you props on you knowing car stuff, dog, but see if you know this one.
And just so you know, the guy that called up today with that GT350 question, that pissed me off because he said there was a rear seat delete and there wasn't.
Tell the truth. Now, he called back and admitted.
That is fair. Yeah. The guy did call back and he told Dana, hey, take me out of the drawing. I was wrong.
Yeah.
So there we go.
That happens.
Well, I've studied my facts on this, so I'm pretty sure I got it correct. So here it is. My favorite, I'm 62 years old, and one of my favorite movies growing up was Steve McQueen and Bullet. God. Everybody knows that Highland Green 68 Mustang.
Yeah.
That was the one of the surviving Mustangs was kept in hiding by a family.
Okay.
The gentleman that owned it wouldn't show it to the public until he recently died, and his son decided to show it to the public, and it was shown at the, I believe, Detroit Auto Show recently.
Okay.
My question is, who is the current owner of that 68 Mustang?
I couldn't tell you. See, you're a car guy, I'm a car guy, and what you did is you siphoned all the gas out of the tank on that question. You sucked the fun right out of it. You stabbed the tires. I mean, you dropped the tread. You just made it no fun.
Well, it's got to be someone famous or someone car guy.
He's just a family guy.
Even more fun. Just some guy, some snowball, even more fun.
His name is Sean Kernan.
I don't follow who owns car. I appreciate your love for the Mustang and the love for the movie, and you like cars, but you really ruined the game today. You've killed Wednesday. Not only have you hurt us, you've ruined Hump Day.
Not for me, man. I think it's fantastic that a normal, everyday Joe owns Steve McQueen's car.
Yeah. He's not even going to try to make it fun with a famous owner. Nope, just some guy no one's ever heard of.
Yeah, he goes, nope, not even true. Guy's a family guy.
Hey, since we're talking about really boring stuff that no one cares about, Tom, I want to share this with you. Do you know who designed... Okay, this is pretty cool. Do you know who designed the Cobra, the original Shelby Cobras back in the day? And I'm not talking about the AC. I'm talking about the Mustang Cobras. Do you know who drew that car and came up with the body line? And everybody knows the famous scoops, and everybody knows the emblem. Everybody sees that nice swoop on the 68 that's beautiful, 67 too. Who drew that car?
Well, Joe, I could care less because I'm really a Chevy guy, so I couldn't answer that question.
Oh, well then.
I'll take a stab.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Yeah. Pretty little wheels. Yeah. Pretty little trunk.
Pretty little hood scoop.
Yeah, little hood scoop. Little front fascia. Yeah, little air dam. Oh, how pretty. No, and I don't remember the guy's name, but it was crazy. The guy was a North Korean dude. Okay. And what he did is defected from North Korea and went to South Korea and then Japan and then made his way over here to America when he's really, really young. He got a job at an art institute. Sorry, went to school at an art institute. Somebody saw some renderings and they're like, my God, this is good. So another guy told another guy, and he was hired, him and like 15 other dudes. And what they had to do is hang out in an airport in a hangar. And all they did was draw sketches all day. Well, this guy's sketch won. Well, what he did is he went off and he had drawn some other cars for other car companies, but he was too young. Guy thought he was too young. And then they had this contest, so to speak, where him and all these dudes drew up this Mustang. So he drew the car that won. He created the body lines and everything on it. And he made his money. And he drew some other stuff and other cars and blah, blah, blah. Then he just went on into normalcy. And bought a Chinese food restaurant and lived his days out like in Minnesota or Wisconsin. Yeah, but the guy, he defected from North Korea to Seoul to South Korea and then jumped into Japan somehow and got over here and became a pretty legendary designer without ever becoming a legendary designer. And then just drifted off into just a normal life with owning a Chinese restaurant. And people knew about this Chinese restaurant and the guy that owned it, who were big Mustang fans. And they would go into the restaurant and they would see his renderings all over this wall. He finally passed away. And it's a pretty interesting story. I wish I had the guy's name.
It's fantastic. Yeah. That's a fantastic story that he was able to accomplish all that.
It was pretty cool.
That is big. And then he just retires and just buys a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, and just lives happily ever after.
He's not even Chinese.
No. But he was selling, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I know you're a Chevy fan, so go away. I'm done with you. Let's go to John. John, let's do one more. Lick us and win.
Hey, John.
Good morning, boys.
Oh, Johnny. Jesus Christ.
Welcome back, brother.
Had to be this, John, woo! Didn't it?
Okay, I'm a diehard Leonard Skinner fan since 1974, and some of these trivia questions are questionable, but okay. Here you go,
Doug. You know why they're questionable? Because you're the one that's in question.
No.
This guy calls up with the worst Van Halen questions, and he's always wrong.
I love his trivia.
John, what do you got?
You know what, buddy? Everything goes off the top of my head. I don't research this crap online.
The game's not called what's on the top of your head, John. It's called Lick Us and Win. We need actual... real trivia.
If if we were naming games like that with Dog in charge, it'd be called Bald.
Well, and you know what? If it was named after something Joe does, it'd be called Singled.
Don't worry, Joe. It gets better.
Hope so, Johnny.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right, Dog. You ready?
Yeah.
This is a layup. We're going to do a baseball question. Some of the guys still wipe pine tar on their bat before they get to the batter's box. How many inches are they allowed from the handle up?
Oh.
Oh, God. Eight.
No, not even close.
Is it ten?
Nope. Guess again.
Okay, I'm done.
Is he lower? Or is he too high or too low?
Too low.
No kidding.
Oh, well, are they going to give him 24 inches, 2 feet?
No, that's too high.
Okay, what is it?
A foot, probably
18
12.
Inches. And if you notice on some of the bats, they actually put a stripe around the bat so they know that the playing
time. Yeah, that's as high as they can go.
Is that what that stripe's for?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what that stripe's for.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking here. What?
You'd really have to be choking up on that sucker to get up 18
inches. Well, yeah, I'm
looking
inches. At God, 18 inches seems like... That seems a lot, but yeah. John, okay. Finally, you've given us trivia that no one else cares about, but actually it was a good question
today. Hey, that
today.
Was baseball trivia for you. Yeah. What do you mean? You should like that.
John, every 60 to 90 days, you're good for at least one question.
That's not coming from me, John. I disagree with that.
Okay, we'll put John on hold. Now we got to go to caller 19 for the 2019 Fat Bob Harley Davidson. Caller 19 will get you qualified, get you hooked up with Sammy's gift card, $50 worth inside stones, and the qualification Harley River t-shirt. If you're 19, good luck. We'll come back with a winner after Spoon Man. There goes Spoon Man, Soundgarden, some classic rock redefined. Time to get caller number 9 right now for that beautiful 114 cubic inch engined Harley Davidson with inverted forks, wicked red denim. It is beautiful. And someone on June 8th is going to ride off into the sunset, or I should say off into the rain on this bike, the way things are looking, man. I mean, rain going from today until next Wednesday, hopefully by June 8th. Maybe it'll be spring-like.
Oh, gosh, I know.
Ridiculous. So let's get caller number 19 right now, a guy by the name of Tony. Tony, you
Tony!
Did it!
Yeah! Woo-hoo! I cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Nicely so done. Awesome.
Tony, have you been trying to get qualified?
Oh, man. Nonstop.
Well, you did it. Where are you calling from?
El Dorado Hills.
Nice.
All right.
Tony, do you ride? Have you ridden? Do you need a bike?
Yes, I do. And I do have my motorcycle license. So.
What are you riding right now?
I'm not riding currently, but I have been talking about getting one.
I mean, think about the pain and agony of that, Joe. You got an M1 like you've got.
I got, yeah.
I mean, to have an M1. And not have a bike with summer coming someday, hopefully soon. What kind of angst and what kind of just sadness does that give a man that has an M1 with no motorcycle?
A lot.
Yeah.
It does. A lot.
Tons. Yeah. Okay, Tony. Well, you're caller 19. You're qualified with the t-shirt. You got $50 for Sammy's inside the Stones Gambling Hall. And then June 8th, we're going to find out if it's yours or whose up at Folsom Harley-Davidson. So good job.
Awesome. Yeah. Congratulations, man.
Thanks. All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You're
hang
welcome.
On. Dana's going to get more info from you. Again, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Those are your next three chances. We do it each and every weekday, and you have a chance to get qualified all the way up until May 31st. So we got some more chances coming. Best of luck to you. 93 minutes, nonstop commercial free, brought to you by Hard Rock Hotel Casino Lake Tahoe. We are done and done on a Lickus and Win Wednesday. Monica Lowe's coming in next. She's got more chances for you to get cash. And then at noon, 2 and 5, caller 19 for the Harley. Back tomorrow, it's a Thursday. The three of us are off to Front Street to film another adorable adoptable. And tomorrow, we got to talk about this because we're out of time. What fantastic news this is. The city of Sacramento is ditching, meaning getting rid of, the controversial ordinance called aggressive panhandling. Back in 2017, the city council said, yeah, you know what? We're going to make it illegal for people to panhandle within 30 feet of banks and ATMs and driveways to businesses, because businesses and tourism groups said, hey, help us out here. We don't want people panhandling. It's bad for business. So in November 2017, the city said, okay, we'll make it illegal. Well, a federal judge has wrongly, dumbly, and disgustingly ordered the city to stop enforcing the ban, and that's going to take place starting in July, meaning people can legally panhandle, they can loiter, they can ask for money while you're getting money out of the ATM, while you're coming out of the shopping stores. It's all okay now because a federal judge ordered the city to stop the aggressive panhandling ordinance.
The only part about this story that bothers me is the fact that they're terming it aggressive pan. Now, see, to me, when I hear that, that the city has reversed the ruling on aggressive panhandling, immediately what I think is I'm going to be walking down the sidewalk and be knocked to the ground when someone roughs me up and asks me for change.
Well, yeah, and here's what else they're going to have to do is they're going to have to also ask you for your ATM card and your PIN number because you don't carry change or cash.
But they're not going to do it in that tone because that wasn't aggressive.
Yeah, it's just absolutely tonight, so we're going to come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about that because that's stupid, that's sad, and right now, and not because of any other reason, but this stupid federal judge, I'm disgusted to be in this city right now to have that happen and for that to be allowed. Hey, kudos to the city ordinance. Kudos to everyone that made it possible, but this federal judge, I mean, just damn you all up in one and down to the other. I mean, that's stupid. That's
sad. Seems to me like that you are going to put people that are out and about in danger.
Yeah, that's what you're going
to
do.
That's what it seems like to
me. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to slow commerce and you're going to give people more fear. And you're going to slow down what they would normally spend and where they would normally go. So we'll talk about it more in depth tomorrow. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Monica Lowe's in next. And that's it. We're done.
All right. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with us today. Try and stay dry. If it looks like the rain's on its way or here right now. We will talk to you in the morning. Play nice.